The Coming, Disc 6.
Rory went back to the original bombshell, LaSalle essentially saying that the Secretary of Defense had come up with this great idea. The conversation, or argument, had only lasted a few minutes, and she was pretty sure she remembered it accurately. So, if you were to sum up Pauling's attitude, his mood? He was quiet and patient, quietly exasperated, like a teacher or a parent, which drove LaSalle to the outburst of temper that ended the conversation. Quietly insane, the FBI man said. Why don't you go talk to the governor? Rory snapped. He'll agree with you, and then we can all go home. She turned back to the tall man. I've heard that people often become remarkably calm once they've made up their mind to commit suicide. He must have known about the noon meeting. I suppose he may have already decided he had to die. And destroy the government. The CIA man shook his head. You may be right. In another 100 years, maybe less, people will see this as an act of supreme sacrifice. Maybe 1 month, Rory said, when the aliens don't destroy us out of hand. Which they may still do. He checked his watch. Almost time for Whittier, Howard. What? With her you made an appointment? He nodded. We don't have a key to her office, the FBI man said. She followed them down the hall and turned into the lounge where Moria was watching the cube, by herself, snacking on cheese and crackers from the machine. Moria. That didn't take long. She offered Rory some cheese and crackers. Rory shook her head. No appetite, and got a ball of juice from the wall dispenser and poured it into a plastic cup. Not much to tell them. That conference this morning didn't go 5 minutes, and that's what they were interested in. Evidently, the White House scrambling is pretty sophisticated. The CIA didn't have a clue what went on. And they're the ones who installed the descrambler here. You told the truth, of course. Rory eased back onto a worn couch. Yeah, that our late great president was a demented fruitcake, which seems to have been news to the FBI man. They ask you about Pauling? That's what CNN's obsessing on now. A little. The CIA guy even admitted that someday he might be seen as a hero, a martyr. That's not what they're saying here. They've dug up men and women who were in the service with him, going on about how fanatical and unpredictable he was. That's probably why LaSalle picked him, like onto like. She took a sip of juice and frowned at it. Warm. He didn't come on that way, though. He was the reasonable one, trying to keep dear Carly from courting votes by destroying the human race. Maria looked at her watch. They want me to do a 5-minute spot sometime today. It won't be live. We can wait a while. Rory dumped the cup in the recycler next to the couch. Crew downstairs? Better be. Let's just do it and go put our feet up at my place. Turn on the cube and watch Washington get nuked. Is there anything you don't want me to ask you? No. Rory stood and stretched. God, no. I have a feeling truth is going to be in short supply for a while. Anything we can do to keep Davis from launching those weapons, we ought to. They didn't tell you not to talk about this morning. I don't really give a shit. What can they do to me? She pushed open the door. Rhetorical question. They can pull off my toenails and make me eat them, but I don't think they will. They took the elevator down to the first floor, where two cameramen were watching CNN on a small portable cube. Let's gear up, guys. 5-minute spot. She looked at the large flat screen that provided the interview backdrop. It had the logo of the Committee on the Coming, two concentric C's with a question mark inside.